This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we are back now with the Winthrop High School hockey coach, Anthony Martucci. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You know, the first thing that jumps off the page with your team right away is your defense. Only Gloucester has scored as many as two goals against you guys. So why don't we start there? Tell me a little bit about from goaltending to defense to, team defense.
Well, we're very, very lucky to have a really good goalie in sophomore Riley Tausch. She's really blossoming into a star for us, playing great hockey. Just technique and everything. She's just really come along real well. Worked out over the summer to get to this level, and she's playing really well. And then the four girls in front of her, the core four that are there, and then we got two that are mixed in is Amelia Spencer, and then we have. We get Adriana Rosado is one of our captains, and then we have Tegan Pereira and Avelina Coffey, and then the other two that mix in are Fran Andresano and Izzy Hain. It's just a really good group. Veterans, believe it or not, even though two of them are sophomores, and then you got a couple of juniors and a senior.
Well, that's pretty scary to the rest of the league, I got to tell you. In terms of scoring, who are your leaders there?
Right now, Sammy Demento, one of our captains, a senior. She's up there at the top of our scoring leaders. And then Talia Martucci is right up there as well. And also Izzy Cash and Hannah Parker, they're all doing a lot of scoring for us so far this year.
So this roster I'm looking at with Samantha, does she wear number 88?
Yes, she does.
I wonder why. Okay. That's pretty cool. Oh, man. All right, so again, defense has led the way. But the goal differential, 34 goals for, 5 against. I mean, that's incredible, giving up only 5 goals in 7 games. And I know, Coach, that Gloucester's Super Bowl was made when they went to the Larson and beat you guys. But I'm looking at the Peabody game, too. I mean, Peabody, Linfield, North Reading, they roll it up against everybody. But, again, only giving up 2 goals. Those were back-to-back. How have the kids responded since then?
Well, I got to be honest with you. We were very, very we had a tough time losing those 2 games. I don't know but it was a 41-game unbeaten streak that was stopped by Peabody in the regular season. So the girls were kind of really down about that. They didn't want to let that go. But it was good because it did relieve some of that pressure that we were going into games with trying to, hold on to that. But I thought that the Peabody team was great. They're a well-coached team and fast and an excellent team, and they capitalized on a couple of mistakes. And then I was very impressed with Gloucester. I know that they have a lot of seniors this year, but I thought they were well-coached, and I thought they stuck to their game plan and played very well against us as well. So, tough to lose those 2 games, but 2 teams that played very well against us and held their ground.
You know, I remember in baseball, Roger Day over at Danvers had several winning streaks, and they were long. And when the end of them came, it wasn't all that upsetting to him, because his point was every single time you go out there on the field, in your case on the ice, the other team knows that they've got a chance to upset the best. And so it does put an extra burden on the kids. But then, you bounce right back with 5 goals the following 2 games in a row. So that's in the past now, and you've got a new streak going, I presume, in terms of paying attention to things. Well, what's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, attention to detail. I mean, they're back. They don't have to worry about that anymore.
Right, right. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like you said, we're kind of concentrating on starting a new streak and trying to play the best that we can. Change our best every day. That's the goal, and the girls are really working hard. So I'm impressed, and I'm happy with them. So
yeah.
They're good.
Focus was the word I couldn't get. Anyway, Coach, you know what's funny? There are three rinks on the North Shore that just, again, stand out to me in terms of being very difficult for visiting teams to play in. One is the Graff up in Newburyport. Number 2 is the Larson. Well, actually, number 1 is the Larson. That's the toughest, in my opinion. Number 2 is the Graff. And then number 3 is the Talbot. So, now, big game on Saturday. How are the kids and you preparing for this?
Well, we're working really hard trying to, we watched some film. We studied a little bit. And we're doing a bunch of different things as far as, trying to... trying to keep the speed up and the passing and really more focused on getting to the net and crashing the net for rebounds and doing the small things right. But we know we're in for a tough one. Gloss is a very good team, and that's a tough place to play. I remember when I played, it was always tough to play there against a lot of good players. I know that, you know, Jeremy Jewell and Daryl Sepple, there was a lot of good players back when I played.
Big names, yeah. Well, it's funny. Again, the three rinks I mentioned, you always have a great home crowd and great student body support.
Yes, yes. You know, Lassen is a tough place to play because it's a really small rink. So a small surface, and then, like, when we switch over to, like, a Salem or to the Talbot, it's a bigger surface. So for us, it's a little bit of an adjustment, just like it is for everybody else coming into Lassen.
You know, I just thought of something silly, but, boy, if there were ever a co-ed league, Winthrop would lead the way with the girls and boys who skate over there.
Yeah, it was a great game last night. You know, to see the Winthrop boys and the Gloucester boys, they waged a real good war last night. I was on hand for that. It was awesome to watch.
Oh, that's great. It's great the kids support one another. Well, Coach, again, tough schedule. And then after that, you've got a couple of tough games coming up as well. But what else would you want to tell me about your kids?
Well, just it's a whole new look this year. You know, we lost four really good seniors last year, three of them being triplets,
right.
And a couple that have, you know, kind of, you know, found their way into the record books as far as scoring wise. And then, obviously their sister playing a really big role for defense for us. And then Mia Norris is, you know, playing club hockey up at Syracuse right now. So she was a very good player for us as well. So it's a whole new look. And, what I'm happy about is these girls have taken on, you know, a lot of different roles that they didn't carry before, and I'm very proud of them, especially, you know, the three captains, Rosado and Demento and Parker, have really been great leaders for us, and hopefully they can continue to push the group.
Did any of your alumni players come to visit over the holidays in terms of going to a game or just stopping by?
Well, we have a very fun Christmas Eve practice where we do like a skills competition, and several of them came back to skate on it, and you know, they like to test their slap shots and see how hard their slap shots are. So they came out and did a few things with us. It was fun to have we had about 8 to 10 of them there for that, and it was good.
Oh, that must be a great feeling, Coach. I appreciate your time. Thanks for talking to me, Anthony, and I will check in with you either next week or the week after.
Thanks for the call, and always great to talk to you.
Same here, Coach. Thanks. Take care. All right, bye-bye. That's Anthony Martucci, who is the Winthrop High School girls hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.